Welcome to the Stream of David on Om Times Radio with best-selling author, channel, and creator of the Taya spiritual practice, David Strickle, shares the eternal wisdom of the consciousness called the Stream. Prepare to have your mind blown and receive clarity on your life and the universe like you perhaps never have before. And now, your host, David Strickle.
Welcome to the Stream of David show. I am here with frequent guest Matt Garden. Hi, Matt.
Hi, David. Hi, everyone.
Are you just waking up over in Sydney?
No, it's 9 a.m. It's okay, but it's a miserable rainy day, just like it's going to be steady rain for the next week, basically.
Ah, and it's summer there, yeah. So it's summer rain at least. Summer rain's nice, though.
Yeah, it's good, but it's cold. What do you guys call it? A sweater.
What do you call a sweater in Australia?
We call it a jumper.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say it's a jumper, right? I'm starting to learn the language a little bit after 3 years of of you and all the other Australians in the boot camp program. A jumper, that's yeah. Right. Yeah, here a jumper that's is right. Like a jumpsuit. It's like a full body suit thing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, okay. The type of thing you wear when you jump out of an airplane. I guess maybe that's where it came from.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
This is more a sweater. It's actually a hoodie. I'm channeling my inner Facebook guy. Who's a Facebook guy?
Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Your inner Zuck.
My navy. Yeah, my navy hoodie on.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy that you're here. You have been the most frequent guest of 2020 on the Stream of David show. Oh. And I do have an announcement to make for everybody. This is our last episode on Om Times Radio. We have decided to move ahead in 2021 with just the podcast, but we're going to do a video podcast. So that's cool. So we're going to do a video podcast, and that will be on YouTube, on the Stream of David channel on YouTube, and it will also be everywhere you listen to podcasts. You can continue to listen to the Stream of David podcast. It'll be more of a podcast format than the show that you're hearing right now. But I do want to take this opportunity to thank Om Times, Chris and the team and everyone who has been very helpful in the past year that we've had the show on here, and putting up with my getting everything to them at the last minute beyond, as I do. I didn't have Carrie all year working with me. Carrie keeps me on track now, but before Carrie was working with me for a little while there, it was just me. And as far as running the show part of this goes, I've always had other people doing video editing and, of course, Matt's team doing all the marketing and things like that. But as far as just the production of all this, it was me for a while. And I am not the most organized person on the planet by any stretch of the imagination. So they were always very, very helpful about it. Yeah, very, very unorganized here. But I channel really well. I do like that. And if I could just do that all the time and let everyone else take care of all the details, I would be a very, very happy man. And it's almost there. I've almost manifested that reality for myself at this point. But it's been good being on Om Times. It's just time to move on. I'm doing lots of guest appearances on other people's podcasts and stuff. And I think it'll be good to sort of cut down on what we're doing on our end that we actually have to produce. So, are you typing, Matt? What is that?
No. Can you hear stuff in the background? Let me just mute myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can hear typing in the background. You're not like chatting with someone while we're on air, are you?
No, not at all.
You're quite a multitasker if you can do that. I can only focus on one thing at a time, it seems. So I do want to talk about renewal. You know, I'm a little cynical about the whole year thing just because I understand that, you know, everything has the power that we give to it. And if we're going to give power to the new year, then it will be a powerful time for us. But it really is us. Yeah. You know, we're the ones doing that. The calendar flipping over from 2020 to 2021, which it's about to do in a few days, if you're listening to this in real time, that has the meaning that we give to it. So if we want New Year's and 2021 to be a time of renewal, new goals, new manifestations, if you will, then it will be. So there's nothing wrong with that. But expecting things to change just because the calendar changes without any change in vibration, I think that you're going to get more of the same if you don't work on your vibe a little bit, if you're looking to make changes in your life. A lot of people are saying that 2020 was the worst year ever and it was terrible, and the COVID year and, you know, all the things that went down in 2020 were just so awful, but it wasn't all bad. there was a lot of good things that happened in 2020 as well. We just had to focus on the bad things. And of course, if you turn on the news, you're only going to focus on the bad things, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And look, I think, there's it's not by accident that people use New Year's to set resolutions, and it's not by accident that most people have abandoned their resolutions before the end of January. You know, I think people look at long-term change the wrong way, and they think it's going to be easier than it is, and they get too extreme at the beginning, and the change is too brutal. So maybe we could talk to the stream about how to prepare yourself for long-lasting change, and how to adapt and create a lifestyle that reflects where you want to go.
That would be a good topic.
And we've noticed in our own practice, David, and in practice with the masters, the people who really get the most out of this are the people who do it continuously. You know, and consistency is actually the secret to success, is what I'm starting to learn as I get older.
Well, everything is vibrational. So you have the vibration that you are sending out by default is created by your subconscious. And if you don't make some changes, then you're going to continue to send out the same signal, and you're going to continue to get similar results. That's why people get stuck in this pattern of life and aren't successful, shifting things. But you can. We see it. Yeah. We see it all the time. But it takes work. And to pretend like it's not work, I think, is doing a disservice to anyone that's, looking to embark on any kind of life change. It's work, because you've got to work to rewrite that programming that's got you running on autopilot. Because essentially we do run on autopilot most of the time. You're not going to be able to be consciously focused all the time in life.
Exactly. And that autopilot is our consistent default vibration.
Definitely.
Which is why we keep getting more of the same stuff. You know, and people say, oh, bad things happen in threes. Okay, they do. Or, I'm so lucky. Okay, you are.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the universe is yes, 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 all the time. That's all the universe knows is yes. Mm. I was talking to somebody over the weekend in the Facebook group about the vibration of need. I need to manifest X number of dollars by this date. And I was trying to explain the vibration of need. The vibration of need is always answered with yes, you need it. And you're going to keep yourself in a perpetual loop of needing it as long as you believe you need it. The vibration of need is it's not here and I need it. But a lot of people don't think that. A lot of people think that they can conjure things just by thinking about them. But inevitably, if you try to conjure via thought, the vibration's going to fluctuate, and it's easier to do and it's easier to believe when you're up in the higher vibrational, stratosphere than when you're dipping down into low vibration. Everybody dips down. And that's why a lot of law of attraction teachings kind of fail people, because they don't take into account polarity and vibrational flow. And we are all about polarity and vibrational flow in these teachings.
Yeah. And they don't take into account the importance of your emotional state. You know, how you feel really determines what you get.
Yeah, well, that's why those triggers are so important, right? You know, detuning the lower vibrational stuff that's always swirling around waiting for us down there. And we all have it. And usually when you're in a lower vibrational state, things bubble up. And to me, it's those things are showing you what you need to work on. You know, every time we have a transgressor, it shows you what you need to work on. I ate over the Christmas holiday, Matt. Oh, my God. Christmas Eve. What did we eat? Good Lord. We had lobster, shrimp, and scallops and pasta in a heavy cream sauce on Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, I made it the day before. But for Christmas Day, I made a coconut cake that had 5 sticks of butter in it.
Ooh.
It's one cake. I read the it was funny because you have to put everything out, and let the butter get soft and the eggs get to room temperature if you bake. Talking about, and you do that in advance. And Michael was like, "Good Lord, what's all that butter for?" I said, "That's for one cake. There's 3 sticks of butter in the cake, and there's 2 sticks of butter in the icing."
Wow.
So Christmas Day, we had short ribs and corn pudding. And I mean, I just made all this food. I made a parsnip puree, which I'd never made before. It was actually the lighter of the things that I made. There's no dairy in it. and this cake. And then I woke up. So that was 2 days of eating heavy, rich foods. And I woke up on the third day with arthritis in my foot, in my ankle. It was very painful. It was almost, I used to weigh 300 pounds, I would get gout sometimes. And this kind of reminded me of that. And the gout would last for like a week. And it's very painful and very debilitating. And I thought, all right, that's my body letting me know that I've given it, you know, the stream says your body is a filtration system. I have definitely given my body more filtration, more things to filter that it can handle. And I need to fast now. And I fasted yesterday and I'm fasting again today. Just to kind of reset myself from eating all that rich food. You know, it was good. It was good in the moment, but my body quickly pushed back and said, no, 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 too much. Well, it's good that I did. You know, it's definitely good that I did. So now it's all about, this isn't a New Year's resolution. I don't do that. But it's definitely all about better health and maybe not using food as recreation quite as much moving forward.
Well, it's hard when you're stuck indoors all the time, you know, and you love cooking and you're a good cook. So it's a pleasurable experience for you.
I love to cook. I just, I need to cook and then not eat what I cook would be the key to it, I think.
Well, you can, but, well, you can start cooking, you know, start cooking simpler foods.
I know how to do all that. And there is a certain challenge to cooking something that tastes good that isn't full of butter and cream and, you know, all that good stuff. Definitely. And I know how to do that too. I definitely know how to cook very healthy. I know how to do anything keto. You know, keto is always a good diet plan for me. But the diet plan that isn't permanent, you know, the reason I've been successful with losing weight and keeping it off for a long time and then gaining it back. But I go a long, long period of time of keeping it off, and then I'll sort of spin out and allow it to pile back on. And then I take it off again. And what I do is I'll start off with a diet to kickstart, but I expect the diet to plateau. And then you have to have a plan of what to do when that happens, because if you get frustrated with the diet plateauing, they're all going to plateau. And you know, we're having to shift the vibration to get our health back where we want it to be, or get our weight back to where we want it to be. And if you are letting a diet frustrate you, that's really not going to be that helpful to shifting the vibration. You've got to have a, you know, kind of a strategy to start out. Okay, I'm going to fast, and then I'm going to roll into, you know, cutting some, you know, a lot of things out. If you cut out carbs, that works for a while, but nothing works forever other than good old, you know, calories in, calories out. You've got to burn more than you consume. And that's just all there is to it. It really is. I don't know of any other secret beyond that, but the only way to stick with that or anything is to get into the vibration of it. I get really vibrationally set with healthy habits, you know, going to the gym, not eating a whole lot, cutting way back on alcohol, and just wanting to feel better and be leaner and, you know, all the health benefits that go along with that. And a big part of it too is not hating on what is. We've gotten into this whole diet discussion, but, you know, I'm kind of in this mode right now. Because if I start really getting down on myself because I put some weight back on, or looking in the mirror thinking, God, I look so fat. You know, we all do that to ourselves. But if you really focus on that, then you really are keeping that vibration active, and that just keeps the weight piling on.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't have to worry about that because you're like, what, 7 feet tall? And you can eat just about anything you want, can't you?
I can. Well, I mean, anyone can. You know, yeah, I'm tall. I'm six four. But I was heavy a while back. You know, like about 10, 12 years ago, I was much heavier. And the memory of that keeps me focused on good health practices and just on, you know, I'm doing a lot of intermittent fasting at the moment. 16:8. I'm really enjoying. I have dinner and then the next time I'll eat will be at lunchtime now. You know, so. And it's fine because you wake up.
Yeah, that's what I'm hungry. Doing. I'm never hungry in the morning. Yeah, that whole idea of breakfast is the most important. I don't think everyone's not the same, first of all. And you have to find what works for you. But for me, that whole idea of I have to eat something first thing in the morning to get my metabolism going. I don't have to do that.
No, it's not true. Well, I read an interesting thing once that said the reason people started saying breakfast is so important is because people would skip breakfast to try and lose weight, and they'd get hungry at about 11 and have coffee and donuts. And so
yeah, I'm skipping the donuts.
Yeah, but most people, you know, most people don't, because you get hungry and then you go down and have a coffee and then you see all these cakes there and then, you know, the first, then your breakfast is cake, basically. And so they said, have a good breakfast. And then when you go for your coffee at 11, you won't be hungry. And there's less temptation to do stuff. So if you've got the discipline to last till lunchtime, it's better.
Yeah, I'm really good in the morning. I'm not hungry in the morning. I have, you know, black coffee and then I'll have some water. I kind of, every time I get hungry, I drink water, and that helps a lot because it does fill you up in the moment, and it cleanses you as well. And then I try to eat around 2, and I don't eat a whole lot at 2 o'clock. And then for me, it's getting into the more sensible dinner, and then right now there's not a lot of things to do, so I'm watching television. I don't watch a ton of television, but right now we're watching The Crown. We just finished The Crown last night. So we'll probably go on to Queen's Gambit or whatever we're supposed to watch next, according to the Netflix cult. And
Queen's Gambit is excellent.
Yeah, I can't wait to see. Really, I've enjoyed The Crown. I know it's not your cup of tea, no pun intended.
No,
but
it's too close to home for us.
Yeah. Well, we don't really. Well,
she's still our queen, essentially. So.
Yeah, that's true. And there was a whole episode about Australia recently.
Yeah,
I found really interesting. So let's do this. We've had a little discussion about diet. I know you want to talk to the stream. So why don't we take a break? When we get back, I'm just going to bring the stream in, and you can talk to the stream about whatever you want, diet or otherwise.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Matt Garden.
Mm-hmm. And the stream.
And the stream.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
The Taya practice is changing lives all over the world. Listen to what just a few of our Taya Bootcamp graduates have to say.
Taya practice has taken my professional life, me, to a new level of abundance and happiness and joy on a daily level of existence that I didn't even know was possible.
This work is profound. If you do the Taya Bootcamp and maintain a daily practice, you will fundamentally change your life.
It changes everything about you. And it will affect all other aspects of your life, your health, your career, your money, your relationships. And I think that certainly has helped with my anxiety, with my mental health. I'm realizing that, wait a second, I do deserve the best in life.
If you're ready to release fear and old limiting beliefs and learn to truly trust the universe to deliver all your desires, then it's time for you to join Taya Bootcamp. Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA today and book your free discovery meeting.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all #AloneTogether. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We are here.
Thank you for joining us. We would like to ask you some questions, if we may.
You may.
Thank you. It's the end of the calendar year for us, as you know, and lots of people are starting to make resolutions and starting to be hopeful about the change in next year. And we were just wondering if you had some general guidance for us, please, on how to create lasting change in your life.
We will begin with touching upon the shifting of the calendar year, and as David was stating before we fully materialized for you, that these things hold the power that you give to them. And it's important that you understand that there is nothing wrong, and we are not judging your traditions and your creations and your decisions to mark your years and count them and set new focus rolling into a new year. The key to lasting positive change is to get yourselves out of the loop, the habit of thought that holds yourselves in a position of unwanted things. Notice that the collective tends to do a better job than individuals. Collectively, you will see that the collective consciousness of humanity has been experiencing what you have called your pandemic for nearly a year in your linear time. And via vibrational flow, in the very beginning, there was a lot of fear around the pandemic, which of course caused it to spread. And the spreading of it caused it to have more of an impact. And in the time span, you have all become weary of it. The fear has waned, even though the threat produced via the fear has not necessarily changed. But the focus has gone from fear to tedium and on to solution. And what you will see happen with your pandemic is it will begin to turn. The collective consciousness focus is shifting away from it. And in the shifting away from it, it is going to lose momentum. This holds true in your personal lives as well. In anything that you continually thinking about, you continually find yourselves thinking about changing. You are thinking about the thing. So if there is some aspect of your life experience that you're wanting very much to change, we guide you to first turn your focus away from it completely. Stop pushing against it so hard. The thing that you are looking in the mirror and saying to yourselves every day that you do not want, you're the one that's keeping it around. In understanding this vibrational flow and this subconscious habit of thought that you all have, this mechanism is designed to keep a certain degree of unwanted things in your life experience so that you are continually looking for solutions and continually challenged up and down your virtual vibrational spiral. That is the spark of all new creation, and you indeed are the creators. But shifting your focus away from, to take momentum away from anything that is constant, that is the first step. The second step would be to focus more on what you want as opposed to what you do not, but not trying to hammer things into place, because that creates this vibration of desperation. And the vibration of desperation is not a strong attractor, as you all know. So it takes some work, and it takes some shifting your thoughts from how you are perhaps programmed to operate in your current day society to something that is more in alignment with universal law.
And what are some of the early steps that people can take to start to understand how to align? Is it as simple as just focusing on the things I want? Is there some other bits and pieces we should deal with first?
The first step would be to simply move your focus to a place of the universe always takes care of you. Developing that trust in the process of creation and developing the trust in well-being. You see, you have been all taught to not trust your well-being, because at your core, you all desire well-being. You desire to feel good. You desire freedom. You desire joy. You desire the experiences and things and circumstances and events that you discern as your preference. And in your desiring them and knowing that you can achieve, thus manifest, anything that you want, there is the idea that is a very human created idea that harnessing the power of that via fear creates commerce for those that are inducing the fear. And notice that the masses are operating via fear. You see people all around you who are triggered and taking action because they fear something. They fear a consequence. They fear poverty. They fear being alone. They fear illness. They fear weather even. And when you disrupt that programming, that very human 3D programming of being reactive to fear, and learn to truly trust the universal process of creation, and thus trust the universe to deliver anything that you desire, and not need it to be within a specific time frame, then things begin to shift. So it is really about being more in a trusting state and allowing the universal process of creation, which is going to deliver what you may consider ups and downs. But if you've lived a little bit of life on your planet, you can look back at these ups and downs and understand that there have been many challenges that you have faced that you have overcome. Use that as your fuel. Use that understanding of your ability to overcome your obstacles and apply that memory as a vibrational timestamp to any topic. And understand that there have been times when things seemed like they were not going right, that they were spinning out of control, that you were not getting the thing that you desired most, but ultimately you got something that you did desire. Perhaps an even better version of. That is a universal process of creation. Mm-hmm. And humanity by and large has allowed itself to be separated from that. But there is evidence of it all around you. So pay attention to the evidence. Begin thinking from a higher perspective, a perspective that is available to all. A perspective of vibrational flow, of an environment that is offering a mix of wanted and unwanted things all the time. And in your experience of unwanted things, you are discerning new preferences toward things that you want. And when you simply trust the universe to deliver those things, they fall in your lap. And you've all had it happen. You all have experiences of things of that nature just working out for you when you weren't trying so hard. So our guidance is to not try so hard, to make your work meditation, your appreciation, getting out in nature, doing things that relax you, doing things that relieve your stress. Trusting more.
Focusing more on being in a state of allowing and being in a state of trust and getting out of the way so the universe can do its work.
Indeed, the state of allowing is a state of trust. If you truly trust the universal process of creation, and we guide all of you to trust it, to just allow yourselves to trust, knowing that even when things seem like they're not working out, they always are. And if you allow yourselves to move through the up and downward flow of vibration, understanding that it is a natural occurrence in any polarized environment, and in planet Earth, this physical expression that you are experiencing is absolutely a polarized environment. Again, there is evidence of that all around you. Allowing yourselves to flow through the up and the down, without judging it, without taking action in the lower vibrational state. Understanding that anytime you feel your vibration drop, you immediately are aware of it because you do not feel as good. And your focus when you're in that lower vibrational state is to solely focus on feeling better via quiet in your mind, the quiet mind, the appreciation of all that is. Even if you have to cull down to 3 to 5 things to find to appreciate as a first step. A few seconds of closed eyes and deep breath. A moment, a flicker of self-appreciation. It does not take much.
Just to break that cycle and start to come back up to being more up your spiral.
You can reverse the downward trend. We understand that many of you believe that you do not hold control over it. But with a little bit of practice, you can gain great control over your downward flow and slow that momentum and even begin to reverse it. And it is as simple as quieting your mind. It is as simple as a few deep breaths. It is as simple as shifting your focus to something that you can appreciate in the moment. Mm-hmm. And feeling that little bit of relief. And understanding that in that little bit of relief, you can then turn the momentum in the opposite direction and go up. Walking your path through appreciation. Through love of self. Through appreciation and love of all that is. And when you are in that state, you are aligning yourselves with our energy. You all have access to this at all times. We are ever present. You just find yourselves drowning out our connection via your doubt, your fear. You're wondering where it is. You're wondering why me? Why this time? What's wrong with me? How am I broken? What am I doing wrong? Being frustrated with the very process. The why and the how and the when, we guide you to think of that as not your work so much. We guide you to think more in terms of the universe is always pampering you, because it is. And the only time that it is not is when you are holding yourselves away from the magical connection that you all came here equipped with. But you've been taught otherwise. You have been taught to doubt. You've been taught to fear. You've been taught to work hard, to hustle, to worry. You have been told that you're going to be sick and you're going to be poor and you're going to be alone if you do not do X, Y, and Z. But question that. What if you believe in yourselves more? What if you come to love yourselves regardless of the judgment of others? What if you detune that judgment on yourselves? Perhaps begin by detuning the judgment that is external for you. Being in an allowing state of all other beings to have the experience that they are having, without your need to heal or to fix or to change. Ultimately, when you practice allowing the experience of others, you find yourselves judging yourselves less. And in judging yourselves less, you are able to then appreciate and even love yourselves more.
And that loving yourself more is the secret to longer lasting change in your life, really, isn't it?
Indeed it is. You have been given all of these images of what a human being is supposed to be. And it is all very much a 3D human creation of the perfect body and the perfect career and the perfect locale, doing the perfect things with the other perfect people. In the beginning, it may feel good, inspiring even. But when the vibration drops and it turns to judgment, you are doing yourselves a true disservice. We guide you very much to love and appreciate whatever you have manifested. For it is our promise to you that whatever you have manifested, even if it is judged as bad or wrong or low vibration even by your fellow humans, it is exactly what your soul intended. For your soul intended to come to planet Earth and have an experience of contrast, to have positive and negative, to find things that you do not like, to find aspects of you that you wish to change. Because you all hold the power to change any aspect that you desire to change. But the first change is always a change in perspective, to one of appreciation of what is. For loving what is your path up your spiral, and your path up your spiral is your path to trust. And your path to trust is your path to allowing anything that you want in to fully manifest.
What a beautiful message to end on. We're almost out of time now, as usual, but I think that was a lovely final guidance for this last radio show of the year and for the last show that we're on, and just a beautiful message for us all to hold in the beginning of the new year. Thank you so much for your time. Do you have any last minute goodbyes?
We will never say goodbye. We are ever present, certainly. We very much want you to understand that we are available to each of you at all times. In your love of self and your appreciation of all that is, you are directly connected to our energy. And when you hear these words shared by David and they resonate with you, you understand that the guidance is for you, that you manifested your path to this message because it was your time to step into your worthiness. And that is why you are here, and that is why we are here flowing in this way. With much love. That is all we have.
Namaste.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The Taya practice is changing lives all over the world. Listen to what just a few of our Taya Bootcamp graduates have to say.
I'm so comfortable in my skin and who I am that it just has completely changed my world. It's amazing. I'm so full of joy and clarity every day to feel this good and this amazing. As I said, there's no words.
I can't stress enough how wonderful this program is. I was living in fear. My life felt like it was a constant groundhog day. Every morning I woke up, I felt, oh, here we go again. You know, this is the first time I feel like I took control of my own life.
Probably the best thing ever is that I've always dreamed of this kind of life, and now I am living it. I'm creating it, and it's not a dream anymore. It's reality.
It's time to awaken to abundance with the Taya Practice and Taya Bootcamp. Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA today to learn more about the Taya Practice and book your free discovery meeting.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on Om Times Radio called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern and let yourself be transformed.
opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
We're back. The final segment of the final show with Matt Garden.
Yes, we are. Oh, that was such a lovely message from this dream. Yeah, it's really beautiful. Just talking about how, you know, really the the key is to be more full of self-love and really develop a habit of trust, trusting that the universe will pamper you and that everything will work out okay. And, you know, that's the core of lasting change, is to have this belief that, you know, you're okay and that everything's okay and that things will work out better for you.
I love that. And it's something that we can't ever hear too much of that, I think, because we are taught so different than that in our society, right? Where we're supposed to always be questioning and not trusting. You better do X, Y, Z, or you know, something bad's going to happen to you. We hear it all the time. And I have found in my life, I've applied what they teach and it works. Stepping back even when things seem like they're not working out, really just letting that time flow through, and then things always come back around and work out. Always, 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 always. It's never failed me. So I love that. Yeah, I definitely love that.
Yeah. And you know, there's another message that even if things aren't going right, trust that this is exactly what your soul wanted to happen. You know, it came down here for this rich life experience, and either it wanted an experience that had a lot more challenges in it, or it wanted an experience that had fewer challenges in it. But it definitely came down here for the challenges as much as it did for the joyous times.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that you brought that up, because I was on a panel the other day, and the topic of soul contracts came up. And my understanding of a soul contract is a little different than what I hear out there sometimes. The soul contract is not some set in stone experience that we're coming here to have that's already imagined. It's the soul's desire to come and have an experience of positive and negative because of the new creation that is offered in the experiencing of things that we don't prefer, which we call negative or unwanted, and creating a solution for or an evolution away from. And that's the whole point of coming to physical expression at all, is to have that contrasting, polarized experience and manifesting new from that experience, creating new.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's not the same as, you know, this was destined to happen and it was always going to happen. Besides, that kind of indicates linear time, and we know from the stream's teachings that in when you're not in physical, there is no linear time. There's just consciousness. There's just a state of being, but that state of being is ever evolving to a more sophisticated version of. And that's hard to understand when you're living in experiencing a physical environment. And I understand. I see exactly what they mean when they're showing me that. But I also understand the human side of, okay, well, there's linear time, though, and how can there be change and not have time? That means that, you know, that something was one way and then it was another, so that's time. But it's not time. It's the expansion of consciousness. And, you know, wrapping your head around that is not always the easiest thing to do, but it helps to think in terms of everything that's ever happened and everything that's ever going to happen is all consciousness and it's all simultaneous. But it's expansive, meaning we're going to experience things again and again and again and come up with more clever, more expansive solutions for them. And we see that, we even see that played out in physical reality, though, that we have the same problems that sort of repeat themselves and we solve them in more sophisticated ways as our perception of time moves forward.
Mm.
Did that make sense?
That's true.
I'm trying to make sense of all that for everyone. It's interesting, you know, I've gotten so deep into the stream's message and writing this new Taya book, which hopefully will be published in 2021. That's my intention, is to get it published in 2021, because the book's finished. We're just working on polishing it and editing it right now. And they go so deep in that book, so deep. And it really gets into the universal process of creation, and it kind of lays out the Taya practice as a way to operate in modern time, in our current day reality within universal law successfully. And we know it works because we have enough people that, you know, have learned the Taya practice and apply it in their lives now, and we see the changes that it makes. You know, I was just talking to someone that's getting ready to graduate this morning, and she was talking about all this extra money that she's got coming in now and how her health is better than ever. And Holiday was, you know, even though it was challenging because of COVID, it was so great. And that if she didn't have these tools, it would have been just horrible to experience, you know, a limited holiday this way. And I can tell you that the Taya practice for me helps me navigate life. And as I didn't share it on the air, but this past week, I had a close family member, close in relation, not anyone I was necessarily that close to at all, but they decided to take their own life. And it was something that I processed in such a different way than I would have in the past. Because I'm certainly close to, you know, people that were close to this person. And you know, it was just processing a harsh reality of life like that from the higher perspective was just an amazing experience. To just be zoomed out about that and being at peace with that person's journey. And the conclusion of that person's journey, the physical conclusion at least. I can't even describe. I don't want to get too deep into details because it's, you know, it's somebody else's personal business. But, you know, just receiving that information and then having to share that information with other family members, it was just a really interesting experience to have that higher zoomed out perspective of things like that, of life and death not being what we think it is. And really being in an allowing state of every being to have the journey that they're having.
To allow it, the contrast, really.
Yeah, well, it's removing judgment from it, too. You know, not judging it as something that's awful, terrible, evil, that should have never happened. You know, it was just the experience that was had. And everyone that's impacted by it, they're having the experience that they're having as a result. And I don't need to judge it. And if I don't judge it, then I don't have necessarily, you know, terribly negative feelings about it. I can just be an appreciation for this is the life journey that was experienced.
Yeah, which is the way, which is, if you have less judgment about others, you by default have less judgment about yourself.
Yeah, well, that's the magic of that. You know, judging others less leads to you judging you less, and judging yourself less is very transformative. And talk about having the tools to change any aspect of your life that you want to change. When you're not judging that thing that you want to change as terrible, awful, evil, wrong, whatever, you've detuned the power that it holds over you. Yeah, so, you know, if you're wanting more money, or you're wanting to lose weight, or you're wanting to get in, you know, better health, or you're wanting a romantic relationship, the releasing of the judgment of the not having it is very powerful. Yeah. Very, very, very powerful. You're not going to manifest more money by thinking how awful it is that you don't have enough money. It doesn't work like that.
No.
Or your body, or whatever it is. You know, if you're hating what is, you're going to perpetuate more of what is. So being at peace with what is will allow change to occur. Because the universe isn't judgmental, but the universe knows your full vibration. So you don't have to continually place an order for something that you want with the universe. You can be as general as, the universe pampers me and I get out of the way of the universe and let that happen. I've started living my life like that. In fact, I've moved more into that since you've known me these past 3 years even that really just allowing everything just to unfold magically. And it has unfolded for me in such a way that I could have never dreamt how this would have all unfolded the way that it has. And even with the book, that's why I'm really general about the book. You know, I know how transformative the book is. I know what a big deal the book is, but you know, I have an intention to get it out there and share it with the world. And the more I try to hone in on the details of that, the more I'm slowing the process down. And I know that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's just set the general direction and let the winds take you.
Yeah. And then and enjoy the process of creation. Enjoy the ups and downs, knowing that the obstacles, if you will, that's there to create a better version of on any topic, health, relationship, money, business, whatever topic you're creating in. Vibrational flow is going to create a mixed bag of results. It's going to create this up and down experience. But so often we start out in a high vibration with anything that's new because it's new. And then inevitably polarity is going to tug us down a little bit. And then we, you know, something happens, an obstacle pops up and we retreat. We go back to step one instead of allowing ourselves to flow through that lower vibrational territory, allowing the vibration to go right back up because it naturally will, just like it naturally went down. And knowing that anything that we manifest as an obstacle in low vibration, the solution is waiting for us in our next trip up. So the moral of the story is be up the spiral and do things that take you up the spiral and keep you up there and appreciate the times when you do, you know, drop out of it. That's the clearest way to flowing out of it. It's so opposite of what we're told, but I can't share this message enough because it's so life-changing when you start to put these things into play in your life and they start to really work. And I love hearing from all of you that are applying these things in your lives. So do drop us an email at david@thestreamofdavid.com. Let us know what topics you'd like covered on the podcast. Let us know how you're doing in your Taya practice. Taya is not just for people that are in boot camp. It's for everyone who's aligned with it. Boot camp is there when you're ready for it, and you're ready for it as soon as you decide you're ready for it. I see that every week. I see people, you know, getting into boot camp that would have never thought they could have gotten into boot camp, yet they do. So that's a very gratifying thing for me as well, when people magically manifest their way and get in and actually do the work. But you need to be ready to do that work because it's very, very transformative. And, you know, if you're looking to change your life in 2021 and you're going to give power to the new year, it's a great way to do it.
Oh, absolutely. There's effort involved, but it's joyous, rich effort.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Matt, do you have goals for 2021? Are you giving that power? Have you given that thought? Really, more good stuff?
People say, my thing this last couple of years has been, I just want next year to be better than the last year. And every year it has been. And so every year I'm living my best life, you know, which is brilliant. And I see friends around me complaining about stuff. And I'm like, I don't understand why you're not enjoying this experience.
The only reason it's not enjoyable is because we're judging it as bad, if we are, and making it unenjoyable. Yeah. You're right. I'm flowing right through. My life has changed a lot this year from the year before, but I'm enjoying the difference. I'm enjoying the experience.
Yeah, I think what we've learned from making Taya so much of our lifestyle is just how important it is to relax into the flow. So that's my focus for next year is to be even more relaxed into the flow. Still doing lots of stuff, but just trusting that it's taking me in the right direction instead of trying to hammer it.
Yeah, I got a lot better at that in 2020, and it was good timing for me because I really allowed myself to just flow into 2020 and allow what was going to unfold. And I can sit here and count off, you know, things that a lot of people would think were very negative about 2020 if I wanted to, but that's not where my focus is. My focus is a very, very exciting, bountiful 2021. And I'm going to end up this last episode on Om Times wishing all of you a fantastic experience in 2021. Remember, it's as good as you allow it to be. It's as good as your perspective. And definitely catch us on the Stream of David on YouTube. and the Stream of David podcast. We will be there. And we'll be there every week with new shows. And we are continuing to do the 4 p.m. Wednesday show, 4 p.m. Pacific every Wednesday on Facebook and our multiple groups, including the Taya Practice group and Spirituality Gone Wild, and over in the Stream of David YouTube channel. So you can catch us live every week, Wednesday at 4, and catch us on the podcast every week in a new episode. And then we're also going to be putting the video version of that podcast up on the YouTube channel. So lots of stream coming for 2021. Lots of great new stuff. Thank you all so much for supporting the show and listening all this time. Hope to see you on the other side. And thank you again, Om Times. And thank you, Matt, so much
for being my pleasure, guys. Thank you. And thank you, stream. It's been a great year. Bye, guys. Absolutely. See you on the other side.
Namaste.
Namaste.